Hi, everyone. This is Gina with Variety Radio Online, and we have on the line with us Mr. Ernie Hudson, whose great new TV show, APB, is kicking it off with some crazy stuff tonight on tonight's episode. So let's just jump right in, because I know we only have a few minutes with you. So let's just jump right in. What about this TV show? Because I have to say that this TV show has been, in all honesty, nothing about my radio show, in all honesty, has been my favorite television show of this season. So let's ask this. For those who have not watched the show, possibly, when you look at the show, you say, okay, police procedural. What about APB sets it apart from other police procedurals?
Well, I think we're at a place in our history where we know there are a lot of issues. We know we need to address them a little bit differently than we have. And what APB does, I think, a little bit different is it brings in a lot of the modern technology and shows how it can be used, you know, in a positive way to solve and to deal with some of these issues that we're all facing. You know, the show is about a billionaire who manages to get a control of a police precinct and is able to bring some of this technology, which exists today, but the law enforcement don't have access to it. So I think it's needed, it's different, and yet it's also very exciting. There's a lot of extremely exciting things going on that most of us don't know, just in terms of technology and what can be done, as opposed to the old way of policing, which, you know, goes back 50 years. We look at a lot of shows and they're still, you know, solving things the old way, but things have really progressed a lot since then.
Yes, they have, very much so. And that kind of brings us to the next question. When they are bringing these things to you for production and whatnot, do they ever talk to you about how many of these things are really more of a conceptual thing or really are used in, you know, in things today? You know, I know that probably they aren't used in policing, but how many of these things would you say, or have they talked about with you that, okay, you know, the drones, yeah, we have the drones, but do they really use them for the things that you do? Or are you guys really doing it more as a more futuristically almost, in that this is the way things maybe could be used but aren't being used that way today?
Well, you know, we try to keep the show in a reality basis, not a fast sci-fi show. So all the technology that you see on the show is available today. Unfortunately, it's available to a lot of big corporations, a lot of very wealthy people, and not available to a lot of, the social public institutions that really could use the innovation and technology. So you see drones being flown around everywhere, but law enforcement hasn't really been able, because of budget constraints and all of that. But there's a lot of this stuff that should be used and could be used, not just in terms of policing, but in medicine, in so many areas that could advance us socially. But it's just a matter of budget, and that's really, really unfortunate. And so I think the show shows, okay, yeah, this stuff exists, it's there, and it could make an enormous difference just in terms of how we all connect to each other.
Right. Do you think, you know, on a personal note, do you feel like that this show is going to maybe even help advance places like police and FBI actually start thinking, maybe we could use these things and be a little more effective and a little closer to the people out on the other side who are, you know, needing our help? Because when I look at the show, I think that every time I watch an episode, I think again, wow, that really would be something great.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the police department, you know, people, the public, you know, demands, because it does make a difference. I mean, you know, in our very first show, we introduced this app that, you know, people have access to on their phone and can connect, as opposed to calling a number and then you're getting somebody on the line and whether she takes you serious or whether she puts you on the hold and all these things. So I'm hoping that people will get the idea that we realize that as a society, we deserve, access to this, and we deserve better service, and that can make all the difference. And it shouldn't all be about profit. So it's just a matter of whether we feel that, we deserve to benefit from all this modern technology, or just a handful of people. And that's one of the things that comes up on the show. Is it something that only the wealthy can afford to have this kind of protection? Or are we all, deserving and worthy of it? And that's a question I think we all have to ask ourselves.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. Well, before we get to the very last question that I have, which is kind of after watching the trailer for tonight, which I'm super excited for. Honestly, this is in the day of binge watching, this is probably the one of two TV shows that I actually watch every time it comes on, as soon as it comes on. This has been just an amazing show, and I just want to congratulate you that this has been just an awesome show this season, and very different from things I've watched before, and which is great for me because, in the day that we have hundreds and hundreds of TV shows to choose from, to have something stand out is an amazing accomplishment. So I appreciate what you guys have done with this show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot. And hopefully, the fans will let Fox know that they enjoy the show and would like to see it have a chance to, come back. Because I think it took a few shows to kind of get the groove and to gel, but I think it's just so much potential what we can do with this show.
Yes, I agree, and I can't wait to see season two. All right, well, my second to the last question is, before we get to that craziness that's going to be happening, is something that we like to ask a fun nature, especially because of all these crazy gadgets and gizmos that you guys are playing with on the show. Is there any time that's been just kind of something funny that's happened where when you guys are filming, something just crazy happens with one of these pieces of equipment? Or how much of them are actually real as far as when you're actually using them, and how much of them are really just kind of not being real, but you guys are playing like the things are real, say the drones or, things like that?
Right. Yeah, no, most of it is done, in the studios. I don't know how they do it, CGI or whatever it is, because on the set, you're filming on the street in Chicago, so many things are, going on. There's a second unit that sort of does a lot of that stuff that we as actors don't have to deal with at the time. So, for example, we're watching a big board and it's showing all these graphics and the reality is the big blue screen up there, and of course they put it all together. I mean, that's magic, I guess, of technology again. So much stuff that, 30 years ago, it would have been all practical, whereas now they, it's so much is done after the fact,
I think that's actually a really good question, if you don't mind me asking, because you have been in the business for a long time. You basically are a legend. Thank you so much for being here with us, I have to say.
Well, but as far as,
being in the business for quite a while, how different is it now to be, working and not being able to actually see what you're working toward, talking about, using, versus, back when you first started and things were, like you said, much more practical? Is it more difficult now, or do you feel like it's easier maybe because you're not having to deal with practical, real things? You can make, use your imagination more.
Yeah, it's just different, you adjust, that part of it is adjusting to that things have changed and they're not going to go back. I mean, you get on film and you would shoot for 4 to 6 months, and now they do it 4 to 6 weeks if you're lucky. Sometimes it's even less than that. So, all this stuff is sped up and it's changed, and it's just really a matter of, knowing that it's like the old dial-up phone is not practical anymore. We, times have moved on. You have to move on with the time. I think as we get older, we get a little bit of resistant to this new way and new thought that seems to be changing by the moment. But that's all a part of. And the industry has changed and how we do business. And sometimes the craft is basically the same, but it is a little different way of responding, you know, how we, but it's just being hopefully open and flexible enough to know that, oh, okay. And when you talk about things 20 years ago, a lot of the new people have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, don't have a clue. So
right. It's
their world, and so part of it is learning how to play with them in their world, because they're not going to come and play in your world. And not just in terms of other actors I'm working with, but the filmmakers, the directors. A lot of these people, you know, weren't born when Ghostbusters was made. So it's a different time, but it's okay. That's all part of life, you know.
Yeah, it's all part of learning and growing with your craft. So, yeah.
Yeah, and when get to a point where you can no longer make the move, then I guess you transition to something else, but not ready for that right now.
Exactly. And I hope that you aren't going to be ready for a long, long time. So, all right. Burning question, without revealing too much, because I know you can't reveal too much. What are we looking forward to these last few episodes of this season? What are we looking forward to according to that crazy trailer that is out about the insanity that's going to be going on?
Yeah, no, it's, the first, three quarters of the series was really about, the advances and what technology can do in a mostly positive way. And then we begin to see the other side of it, you know, what happens when it's misused and, you know, and the cost, because it's coming. And we all, heard about the elections, and we kind of wonder, how is that possible? And we know we're impacted, but we just don't know how much hacking into the banking, you know, all that stuff is a little bit, it's kind of there, but we don't really understand it. And the show sort of addresses that in a way that you go, wow. But it's very exciting. And it's a little out there, you know. And we're more on the cutting edge than we realize. You know, we as a society don't know how far deep we're into this stuff. It kind of, we get a little bit eased in, a little bit here, a little bit there, but there's some stuff going on that we don't have a clue. And the show kind of addresses that in a way that I think is interesting.
Oh, and I agree. Well, I appreciate so much you coming and talking to us about the show. Everyone, please tune in tonight. Tonight is going to be an explosive episode in more ways than one. So make sure you tune in tonight to APB on Fox. Mr. Hudson,
great.
Thank you so much again for coming on the show with us. I really appreciate it, and I want to wish you luck and success and a second season and more on the show.
Great. Thank you so much, and let everybody know, let Fox know you like the show, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot more. But I appreciate you taking the time.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to my interview with Mr. Ernie Hudson from the new Fox television show APB. Make sure you tune in to the episode tonight at 9, 8 Central on Fox. And make sure that you come and visit our website, www.thevro.com. And come check us out on Variety Radio Online at Blog Talk Radio.